Welcome to episode 223 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our study of the book of Acts. The dictionary defines a martyr as a person who is killed because of his religious or other beliefs. Interestingly, the English word martyr is really a word transliterated from the original Greek martyr, which simply means witness. The reason why this word becomes synonymous with dying for one's religious beliefs is that the early Christian witnesses are often persecuted and or killed for their witness. As evidence of this, let's revisit the story of Stephen, recorded in chapters 6 and 7 of the book of Acts. After being anointed as one of the first deacons in the church, Stephen immediately begins doing mighty works among the people. As is usually the case when the Holy Spirit empowers and the gospel is going forth, the forces of darkness arise to challenge the work of the kingdom. In this case, several men come to dispute what Stephen is saying, but the deacon, filled with the Holy Spirit, is able to refute their criticisms. Rather than accept what Stephen is teaching, these men bring false charges against him to the Jewish leaders. Most of Acts 7 consists of Stephen's speech to the Jewish leaders, in which he essentially summarizes the history of Israel up to their rejection of their Messiah. At the end of the speech, Stephen utters these words which seal his fate. "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered, you who received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it." Now, there is nothing untrue in Stephen's words. The Jewish leaders are indeed responsible for turning Jesus over to the Romans for execution. Despite Jesus' miracles and authoritative teaching, the hardness of the Jewish leaders' hearts keep them from seeing the truth about Christ. The Jewish leaders, upon hearing Stephen's words, are enraged and immediately arrange for Stephen's execution by stoning. Stephen becomes the first Christian martyr recorded in Scripture.
For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain.
The Bible places a premium on faithful believers who pay the ultimate price for their witness. Stephen is granted a glorious vision of heaven before he dies, and in this vision he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. The Apostle Peter, who writes the most about martyrdom and suffering for one's faith, says, "If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name." Jesus himself pronounces a blessing upon those who are persecuted for his name. "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." As Jesus advances the mission of God, the world and culture violently oppose this. In Acts, we see the church going through times of intense persecution and suffering. The apostles are threatened and beaten by the religious authorities. Many Christians are imprisoned for their faith. Stephen is not the only martyr. He's not the only one killed because of his faithfulness to preach the gospel. The apostle James is also killed. And while not recorded in the book of Acts, almost every apostle is martyred for the faith. Acts 9, verses 3 to 6. "As Saul neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' Saul asked. 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. 'Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.'" We first meet Saul as the persecutor of Christians. He holds the coats of those who stone Stephen to death. And it is said in Acts 8, verse 1, that he approves of Stephen's execution. Thereafter, he is described as ravaging the church, entering house after house, dragging off men and women and committing them to prison. He gets authorization from Jewish authorities to find any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Yet this man, who once is infamous for persecuting Christians, becomes one of the most persecuted of Christians. We see the theme of suffering most especially as we follow the life of Paul. He is beaten, left for dead, arrested on multiple occasions, and even shipwrecked. The final seven chapters of Acts are devoted to Paul's imprisonment and trials because of his faith in Christ. When we live on mission for Jesus, persecution is a reality. In Acts 14, we see Paul being stoned and dragged out of the city, once again presumed dead. The next day, Paul and Barnabas resume their missionary journey. The next day, they preach the gospel. They win many disciples for Christ. And in verse 22, we find them strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. But behind all of this suffering is the providence of God. God uses this persecution to advance his mission. It is because of the persecution following Stephen's martyrdom that the gospel spread to the Samaritans and the Ethiopians. Paul's imprisonment allows him to preach the gospel to jailers, governors, and kings. And it is his unlawful imprisonment that leads to the spreading of the gospel to Rome.
When trials come, no longer fear, for in the pain a God draws near. Too far a faith worth more than gold, and there his faithfulness is told.
Why does the gospel, the gift of good news from God himself, threaten some people to the point where they break out in violence? The good news of Jesus presents a threat to our usual way of living. When people hear the message of Christ, they often sense that their systems are being threatened. And when people feel threatened, they often resort to violence. Waiting and working for the kingdom of God takes patience. We may experience hardships, but they are not the end of the story. Jesus says in John 16, verse 33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Father, forgive our anger, selfishness, and pride. May we experience the fruit of the Spirit day by day. May we receive the good news of the gospel with joy, even if it challenges us in ways that make us uncomfortable. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.